This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again at this time on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. We're happy to have you folks with us at this time, no matter what time or day or night it is. We've come on different stations at different times. But this is the Old Trailblazer, Old Pastor Pendarvis, down here in South Louisiana, where the hurricane went through here a while back and tore up a lot of things. But the Lord's given us grace to go on, provided things for us to be on the air again. All of our radio stations are up and on the air. And we're coming back strong. I want to give you this information. We're in a process of printing a new catalog for the Radio Bible and Book Room. If you'd like to have one, sit down and drop me a card and tell me you'd like to have a catalog. It's a gracious catalog of a gracious bookstore. Our mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. But you can do better than that. You can call me. Call a bookstore at 225-664-8658. And there's someone there almost all the time. They'll take your order for books and also put you down for a catalog. Be on off the press in a few days. We're having to hire it done now. Our press is in storage because of the storm. But we are coming back slowly. And I want to tell you, the Lord is blessing the efforts of the church here. Folks are coming together, helping with the work. And many of our folks out there are supporting the work here, giving sacrificially that we may get back together. And the Lord is blessing. I praise the Lord for it. We're still sending out the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ saving sinners. We're in the study now, coming down to the closing days of the study on Revelation. And we've been there now, I believe, two or three, 4 months. And we're looking at this time at the 1,000-year reign of Christ. We started that in our last study. We want to go back and just look at it just a minute. Let's notice, this 1,000 years of the personal reign of Christ on earth will be vastly different from that under which we live now. During this present age in which we live, Satan is loose and is active in binding, deceiving, leading men astray. Oh, there's so much of that going on today, my friend. Ever, where you turn, you hear error. I heard a man the other day make a statement, one of the most devastating statements that I ever heard, especially to those of us who preach and believe in the sovereignty of God, the eternal purpose of God, in the election of God, and in the grace of God. And this man, a world-renowned preacher, said on his radio broadcast that, speaking to his younger group, age 25, 30, 35, in that age group in his congregation, he said, "You folks will never get saved until your parents, those old heads who believe in the grace of God and all of that grace stuff, you'll never get saved until that's wiped off the scene. When they all are gone on, then you can get saved." And he literally meant by this easy believingism, a liberal way of looking at those things. But my friend, it made my heart sick to hear a renowned man say those kind of things. But listen, during this personal reign of Christ on earth, Satan will be bound and locked up in the bottomless pit and will not be allowed to enter the world at all. That's according to Revelations 20:1-3. The great work of the church now, this church, Radio Missions, is to preach the gospel to every creature. I often say to you folks, the Lord never called me to take a bullhorn and go out in the street and preach against abortion. Those things are terrible. You know that. Homosexuality, those things are terrible. But the Lord never gave me that to preach. He told me through His Word, preach the gospel. And what is that? That man is a sinner. We could lock up every homosexual. We could lock up every abortionist in the world. Put them away somewhere. Wouldn't do a thing in the world. Wouldn't be one saved, my friend. But preaching the gospel, getting out the gospel to a lost and dying world, to go there to some poor benighted soul whom the Lord has touched their heart and say, "My friend, Christ died for sinners. Did you know that Christ died for sinners?" "Oh, Pastor, I don't know. Did He die for me?" Yes, He died for you. If you'd come to Him with a broken heart, asked Him to give you that broken heart, asked Him to give you a repentant spirit, come to Him. "Lord, I've sinned. I've sinned against Thee, Lord. I'm not worthy to be saved." The Lord will save you. The Lord will save you. He's still a saving sinner. The Scripture says He came not to call the righteous. Oh, we have so many folks that I know that are trying their best to make themselves righteous in the sight of God. And it will do you not one bit of good. I brought a message the other night speaking along that line. There's only one thing that commends you to God, and that is the grace of God by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're looking at this study now on the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Isn't that going to be a great time? Oh, listen, my friend. Listen. The great work of the church now is to preach the gospel to every creature, to witness for Christ to a gainsaying world. But we don't find one word about any such office committed into the hands of man during the whole 1,000-year period. It says that Christ will rule the nations with a rod of iron, according to Psalm 2:8. There will be authoritative administration of right and justice on the part of Christ and His saints, which will be far beyond anything we've ever witnessed or that has ever been wrought under the preaching of the gospel. At this present time, the earth is in the hands of Satan. He is a prince in the power of the air, and this earth is molded and motivated by his diabolical influence. But thank the Lord, thank our blessed Lord, then it will be exclusively into the hands of the Lord of Lords and his resurrected saint. We have so many folks, political entities, striving for peace. Peace in the Middle East, peace in the South, peace in the West. No, there'll be no peace, my friend. No, there'll always be strife, always be those things until the Lord comes. Then it will be exclusively, all of those things will be in the hand of the blessed Lord. During this present period of time, man is left to his own opinion to serve God or not. But then man will be compelled to obey the laws of God or be put to death. It will be a time of absolute rule of Christ on earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It will be a time when God will honor His Son here on earth where man has dishonored Him. It will also be the final divine trial of sinful man on this earth. The trial of man began in Eden, and under every circumstance, man has proven to be a failure. During the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth, the trial of man will continue. The question is, does man desire God's righteous rule? God will have all eternity know that the human race, whose head is Adam, does not desire such a rule, will not have Christ in his depraved state, and apart from divine influence, will always choose and live in rebellion against God. We see that at the close of the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth. Satan is loosed out of the pit for a little season, gathers together men from the four corners of the earth, the number of whom is as the sands of the sea, and marches on the camp of the saints and the beloved city with one purpose, to overthrow Christ and his righteous government. God, having proven the utter failure of men, sends fire down from heaven and devours them without a moment's notice. Now we see here that judgment never brings repentance, my friend. Here Satan has been bound and cast into the lake for 1,000 years. And then when he comes forth, he gathers those ungodly, unruly individuals and gathers them together to make war against the saints of heaven. Now, let me make this statement. Any preacher or teacher of God's Word who goes astray on the doctrine of total depravity of the human heart goes astray on all other doctrines of God's Word. Now, that's a basic foundation truth, my friend. You cannot preach a right. You cannot do one thing a right as long as there's that misguided misconception of the total depravity of man. Man has no inherent goodness. The Scripture said there is none good, no, not one. They're all going out of their way. Oh, my friend, I wish you'd go there and read Romans chapter 3, if you would. Just read it there over quietly and see what the description of man is, yet we have denied that. Our modern-day preachers, our modern-day pastors, our modern schools of theology have smoothed over all of those things. And I've had young preachers tell me that their theological professor tell them, don't worry yourself with those things. Those things are past and gone. But my friend, God's Word does not change. God does not lie. His Word is still immutable, unbreakable, unsearchable. And it says there is none good. could. Now, we might as well take a stand right here, my friend. The old trailblazer has to take a stand about almost every day on some occasion or another. But we might as well take one here. If you're sitting there chomping at your bits because you don't have total depravity, you might as well get up and go out and dig taters. Because, my friend, you never get saved until you come to see that you are totally depraved, totally ruined, totally wrecked, a sinner by nature, a sinner by choice, and you love sin. I know you can be refined. I know that you have, that we have ways of teaching your children social skills and all of those things. But my friend, it's just like the scripture says, a dog returned to his vomit and a sow to her wallowing in the mire. Oh, that's right, my friend. That's the same natural depraved heart that every man has. And it's all degrees of it, my friend. And you can train a child. Surely you can. But, oh, listen, just like here in the ministry where I've been for years now, I've had folks who were docile and kind and gentle. But you let the Lord lay something on my heart that I put my finger on a rotten spot in that individual's life. And I'm telling you, they come unglued. They go out the back door and slam the door and say they'll never come back. And they don't. No, and they won't unless the Lord puts a hook in their jaw and bring them back. But that's because of the total depravity of man. That heart is depraved. Your heart is depraved. My heart is depraved. Oh, my friend, listen, it takes the grace of God. It takes the power of God to break that heart. And only the Lord can do that thing. And that's why men won't turn to Christ, because they'd rather have their own way. The Bible says, the Lord speaking, said, "You will not come to me that you might have life." And then I have those folks who say, "Well, salvation is just making a decision for Jesus and living the best you can." No. Would you want to go out in eternity? Listen, my friend, when your eyes close in death, when you draw that last breath, are you sure? Are you sure that a decision for Jesus will take you to heaven? I don't think so. No. No, my friend, that's just a mental decision, just like getting up, going to get a drink of water. That don't mean a thing in this world. But salvation is coming to know Christ as your only Lord and only Savior. And your knee will bow, and your tongue shall confess that He is Lord, Lord God of everything, my friend. But listen, one day, as we're talking about, Satan will be turned loose, and he'll lead that bunch of infidels, bunch of totally depraved characters to take an offense against the Lord. But listen, any preacher who goes astray there, teaches his people to do those things, he'll never be saved. Nobody will ever be saved under his ministry. All of this slush and religious froth that's being preached today under the guise of speaking in tongues and all of those things, it's nothing but satanic possession, my friend, demon possession. I've staked my eternal destiny on it. What is the outstanding characteristic of God's child? A new heart, a new spirit, not speaking in tongues. I've heard folks speak in tongues. They don't know what they're saying. Nobody else knows. And then I've seen them go out and get drunk on Saturday night. Well, he made a mistake, and he'd come back to the Lord. No, he never was at the Lord. But listen, not only the charismatics, but all the others the same way, my friend. Where there's no reality of Christ. Is Christ real to your heart, my brother, my sister, my listener friend? Do you know the Lord as your personal Savior? Has He washed you in the blood, made you clean, made you whiter than snow? That's salvation. It's not joining the church, not making a decision, not going to church on Easter Sunday and all of those things. Oh, no, that's not salvation. Salvation is seeing yourself as a sinner, crying out for mercy, and the Lord granting you grace to turn to Him. And then He reveals to you that Christ died on the cross for a sinner just like you are and just like I am. You'd never get over it. I don't care who you are. You won't never get over it, my friend. The old trailblazer longs to be able to tell you the truth. Day in, all I care for is to tell you the truth. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye, and God bless you.